Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you, Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getFargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. member FDIC.
I should be writing number 451, NaNoWriMo Day 4.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that it'd be easy, but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end.
Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty. And already I've hit a stumbling block. I don't know if I overdid it yesterday or if I'm just fighting off the virus my family's been having, but I'm just utterly lethargic and exhausted today, which is why I'm recording in the evening. I'm hoping to get recording done, and then I have a violin lesson, and then my writing will hopefully be at night. So wish me luck. But when I went to pick up my daughter today, I met her at the local little cafe because she was hungry after school, and I went in, and she knows my weak spots, and she's like, "Do you want a gingerbread cookie?" They had ginger and molasses cookies, and I said, "Why, yes, I do want a gingerbread cookie." And then I had that thing that the freaking stupid society tells women of a certain age. Well, all women, really, but it gets to be worse when you get older because metabolism slows down. Which is, oh, should I have the cookie? And that led me to today's self-care toolkit item, which is NaNoWriMo is a huge thing. It is a huge mental load. It will tax you mentally. It will tax you emotionally. And when you realize that you are being worked mentally and emotionally, you'll feel it physically. Your brain will feel tired. Like sometimes if I write too much, literally the inside of my head feels tired. And I know that's not a muscle, but you'll feel it in so many ways. Now is not the time to go on a diet. Now is not the time to start a new exercise routine. You know, all the advice says don't start a whole bunch of new habits at once. You want to work on one habit at once. And this month, that is writing every day. Or writing a little bit more, less frequently. But there's going to be a lot of writing this month. And if you're not used to writing this much, then you need to put everything else on hold. Now, I'm not saying go on a binge-eating, binge-drinking bacchanalia, because that also will slow you down from writing because you'll be hungover and or sick. But I'm just saying, don't limit yourself unless you absolutely have to for health reasons. And if you have to for health reasons, then I may say, and if you're just starting it right now, then maybe focus on your health this month. Yes, the whole NaNoWriMo party is fun, but, you know. I'm just saying, if you're met with something, a new habit you must take on because of your health, or NaNoWriMo, choose the health over NaNoWriMo. Otherwise, eat the cookie, make macaroni for dinner, get a bottle of wine. You know your own limits. I'm just saying, if you have to fight yourself to stand up against temptation like that, it's not the month to do it. And maybe I'm just podcasting for a grand reason to justify eating a cookie today. But if I have to justify eating a cookie, then I got bigger problems. You're going to be tiring yourself out, and you want to be kind to yourself this month. And if you got to choose between the cookie and the carrot stick, choose what makes you happier. because all that willpower and all that mental energy that you don't think you're putting forth, but you are, that could be put towards writing. And you're going to need all the energy you got. Trust me, I've got about, I guess I have 1,300 words to write today since I wrote a little bit extra yesterday. No, that's not right. I have about 400 words to write today. I can do that. Okay, I feel a little better now. So yeah, I'm all about being kind to yourself this month. You know how to write. Choose a character, throw a problem at them, and go. And I know that's simplistic, but I have many other episodes on more details if you want to go back and look at the archives. I haven't tried to log into the NaNoWriMo site today. I'm starting to get a little despondent there. I may try again. I'm getting that irritation of nobody from NaNoWriMo is actually talking about it. They're talking about it on the forums, addressing the problems, but not really on social media, and that's worrisome. Anyway, you can find me and my website, which should be up, at merverse.com. mightymer@gmail.com is where you can email me questions. And on NaNoWriMo and for the words, I am Mighty Mer. By the end of the day, you should have 6,333 words if you're going by the daily routine. If you're having the same trouble with NaNoWriMo as I am, there are other sites you can track said words. You're not alone. But keep it up. You should be writing. You can support the podcast and get a full 30 days of NaNoWriMo goodness at patreon.com/mightymer. Music by John Anelio. johnanelio.bandcamp.com. Use with permission. Thanks, John.
Fargo, the new virtual assistant from Wells Fargo, makes banking faster and easier. Like this.
Fargo, what's my checking account routing number?
And this.
Fargo, turn off my debit card.
And this.
Fargo, what did I spend on groceries last month?
And that's just the beginning. Do you Fargo? You can. In the Wells Fargo mobile app. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/getfargo.
Terms and conditions apply. Your mobile carrier's availability and message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.